Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to another episode of Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And as normal, we discuss your questions, queries, and topics related to Islamic upbringing. The answers of our guest experts are based on the Noble Quran, the authentic Ahadith, and narrations from our noble Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them and their purified families. Today, our guest expert is Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat has a Hausa expertise and also a background in the psychology. So this helps us understand Islamic upbringing insights in a much better way. So once again, a very warm welcome. We have been discussing a couple of topics with you, but today we would like to go with the question from a mother who asks that can she do upbringing of both her sons the same way, the way she brought her first son, who happens to be 11, and now her second son, who is 7. She's trying to apply the same methods, but sometimes she finds out different results. So how does she deal with it? Does she have to use the same strategies she used in first upbringing, or does she have to analyze each child differently and do different strategies for each child?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amazing. Alhamdulillah that parents get this kind of thought, of course. But normally there are parents who don't get this thought because they have been brought up in such a way that they don't even consider this thing in their mind. In the first place, Islam, alhamdulillah, is such a beautiful religion that they are from a number of ahadith narrations, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have told us the elders are different to the children. Yeah. Even in children, until up till 7 years, they are different. From 7 to 14, they are different. From 14 and above, they are different. So we can't give the responsibilities of a 20-year-old to a 7-year-old.
Indeed.
Or like a 15 or 12-year-old to a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And we can't even speak the way we speak to both the child who is like a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, example.
Yeah, so, you know, like back in time when I was in India, and we were three daughters, and our mom, she wanted to put us in the top 10 schools of the valley. So she does a lot of research before our birth. Mm-hmm. And when we are born, then she tries those 1-3 years in preparing the fees and all for the top 10 schools. Because when you're admitting your child in a top 10 school, you have to have that much amount. Mm-hmm. So she drops one in one school, another in another school, another in another school, trying to analyze what is much better. And let me later on put all the three in one. But later on, as we grow, she realizes one is growing up differently, another is growing up differently, another is growing up differently, and all three are growing very well in their own places. So let me not change.
Okay.
So, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. Because the school atmosphere has a lot of
impact.
Impact, yeah.
Indeed.
Of course. So over here as well, like because people are different, and the 12-year-old or the 15-year-old is different from the 7-year-old. And one of the reasons, this brought me into the thought about Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, with regards to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the story, like we have seen the serial of Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, in reality as well, he was one of the smallest of children.
Yeah.
And after him was Binyamin, and that's it. He was the 12th child, male child, what we see. So Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was the 11th child of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. So over here, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam used to show love towards all his children.
Yeah.
But somewhere or the other, they used to feel envious towards Yusuf alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Why? Because in reality, on grounds, the 12-year-old, example, the 20-year-old, okay, just as an example,
the treatment
is
was
much more logical than the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And the 12-year-old is more logical than the 7-year-old.
Yeah, indeed.
Over here, the 7-year-old needs more love.
More love and more.
To be shown.
More affection.
More affection.
Indeed.
Than the 12-year-old.
And that what
this
we saw?
Was one of the reasons. Of course, he showed love
towards
and affection towards
jealousy.
Everyone, okay?
Right.
Without any kind of, discrimination.
Indeed. We'll discuss more with you, Brother Liaquat. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are discussing the mother's concern. Shall she upbring all the children in one strategic way, or does she have to apply different methods for different children she has? So you gave us example from the Prophet Yusuf's life that all children were of different ages, and attention and affection was different.
Yeah, and it matters a lot. Even if Prophet Yaqub al-Islam would not kiss Prophet Yusuf al-Islam in front of other children. Why? Because they might get envious.
Oh.
In order for them not to get envious, and in order not for them not to think that he loves Yusuf al-Islam more than them, he never used to kiss in front of them. So imagine the amount of taking into consideration, like the other kids, they might feel bad. So you say, like, if I have to kiss him, I have to kiss everyone.
Yeah.
So this was like this was one of his, I would say, his things,
strategies
exactly, which he used to bring it. And of course, it's they are good strategies from the life of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, and the concept of upbringing from the life of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is really eye catching.
Yeah,
and of course there are other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons why these people, like a few of them, and like, of course, the other brothers, why they wanted to kill Yusuf al-Islam, and how they got deviated, and later on, why did they do tawbah or repentance, and the story goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is very important over here. A child normally, like a smaller child, needs more attention and
more
care
attention,
and more love to be shown. Yeah. So when a parent tells the elder one, why are you doing this? And the elder one shouts back, example, at the parent. Oh, you see, my smaller brother, my younger sister also does the same thing. Why don't you say the same thing to him or her?
Oh, come on.
Then
mothers have always this trauma.
and the mother is like, oh, you know, she is a smaller one. Like, he's small.
He's younger to you.
This is normally told. Why? Because you want to show that there is a difference between you and the smaller child.
Yeah.
Okay. So over here, definitely, of course, this is 100% correct that there are different strategies for different age groups.
Yeah.
Even in the same age group, example, if they are twins, example, if they are twins of, like, both are males. Okay.
Yeah.
Even then, even there, because of the same age group, there are different strategies. For both the child, they can be different strategies.
Okay.
Why? Because one child accepts softness a lot mm-hmm. than the other child.
Okay.
For the other child, maybe the other child wants logical explanation. Okay. One child needs an emotional explanation.
Yeah.
So you can't consider both on the same platform and okay. you say, okay, I'm going to give the same explanation to both of them and that's it.
That's
they
it.
They are going to go into that proper upbringing channel.
This really brings up another confusion in my mind again. I'll ask you that as a psychological expert. After a short break, dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the last part of our today's episode, and we are discussing the strategies of upbringing. Shall it be different for different age groups or different children? Like you have child number one, child number two. Shall it be different for number two, or shall it not? So, you know, usually the psychologists say that if you want to do any kind of, spending on your child, if you want to, spend money, for example, try to do it on the first one. Because the moment you do it on the first one, the other ones learn through the way.
Mm-hmm.
So is that also true? Like you apply all the strategies of,
psychological strategies, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So as I said, like every single strategy can't or won't work for every single person. Or yeah, when they say, okay, spend on the elder one in the first place. Why? Because they don't want envy to be created upon the younger one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, younger one can be made understand, okay, you know what? He's the elder brother
mm-hmm.
who is very loving towards you, very caring towards you, you see? Like, mm-hmm. so in this manner, you can make the younger child understand. And of course, you will give it to the younger one as well at the end of the day.
They usually say, like, if you invest on first child, be that in his language learning, be that in his Quran mm-hmm. learning, be that in his any other learning mm-hmm. thing, when you don't have even another child, this is already, you're not investing on the first child only, you're investing on all other coming generations.
Of course.
This is the one who is going to be kind of role model or teaching them, or they're going to learn by
definitely, yeah,
example.
Yeah, exactly. So over here, if the elder child is a righteous one, then the elder child's action are those whom the younger one will also portray. Yeah. So the younger child will also become a righteous one.
So some strategies involve, like, if you want some investment, try to do it on first.
Yeah. This way. Yeah. This way, I agree completely.
Yeah.
But if you're spending, like, if you're gifting something big to the elder one and you're gifting something small to the younger one,
that's not justice.
From the younger one's eyes perspective. So, example,
that's injustice.
This is injustice according to the younger one, isn't it? So this should be taken into consideration. And all the stretches, normally when we explain about strategies, it's like generally people are like this, like generally.
Yeah.
But the parent is the best one who can understand the correct situation of the child.
Yeah.
How much can the child take in?
Yeah.
And how much can the child bear what I say? Mm-hmm. And what should I do? What I shouldn't do?
Yeah.
The parent is the decision maker.
Yeah.
So over here, the parent should be wise enough in selecting what am I spending, how am I spending,
mm-hmm.
And if the
especially the age groups matter, you say.
Yeah, the age groups, even the age groups are like of the same age.
Just yeah, like yeah, I told you, even the said twins. Yeah.
Example, if there is a daughter, there's a daughter yeah. who is younger and mm-hmm. there's a son who is elder,
yeah,
then of course the hadith says spend on the daughter first.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has logical explanations again, that is for another day, inshallah.
Yeah.
So why is it daughters over here in the first place? Why not the males, example?
Yeah.
So the emotional concept comes. Yeah. Why? Because the first thing which gets affected are the emotions.
Yeah.
Logical explanations can come. You can tell logical explanations to your son.
Yeah.
But you can't go in a logical way to your daughter in the first place. So you
yeah.
see, like there are other discussions too.
Yeah.
So it's very important for the parents to understand.
So sometimes strategies are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes strategies differ depending on different things.
Should be put forward in the correct place is should be decided properly by the parents. And of course, if they can't, then they have to seek
advice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
Thank you still for all those valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.